Well, I was born with a hoe in my hand and a whole lot of hope in my arm.
My name's Dave Danielson, and I play Marvin, Marvelous Marvin, the Ice Fishing King, and basically he's just your average Joe who knows that he's the best ice fisherman going, and wants to get a show on TV, and he thinks this is his big chance. We're waiting for Cubby to come, who has his own fishing show, and I think that's my way out of my crummy job at the plant, and I'm going to start a career on the TV, and the play basically is about us waiting for Cubby and talking about the things that are important to us in life, love and beer and fish and the Packers. Oh, I've been doing plays here for about 5 years or so. It's lucky to have the opportunity to have something like this around. Gives me a chance to perform and do it around here where I live. Well, I'm an insurance agent, so this is a good outlet for me.
My name is Keith Cordero, and I play Lloyd, the married fisherman. Marvin and Lloyd are two really good friends, and they manage to talk even though they don't. That's a lot of what it comes down to. Well, I retired from the post office 4 years ago, and just looking to do stuff around Springville, and I saw the audition come up, and I had seen one of the shows before, so I figured, why not give it a try? I did have some artistic tendencies when I was way back in school, but I didn't follow them up, so I guess this is part of my bucket list.
Out here where the billboard stop, you can see for days, clear across the Michigan, through the snowy haze.
My name is Kim Higgins. I'm the producer of the Production Guys on Ice for the Springville Center for the Arts, and I'm also the music director and the pianist in the pit.
It's hilarious. Hilarious farce, and but very true, as I understand it. My mother was born and raised in Wisconsin and said, Kim, this is spot on.
This show is going to be going on the road some. It was a good show to do it with because we're a small cast. We have a very portable set. We're going to be actually going to Colden and doing a show. We're going to be going to Cattaraugus and doing a show. We're going to be at in Holland doing a show. So we're looking into that opportunity as well. I think that as we're expanding, there's also a lot of opportunity for us to do collaborative projects with the other theaters in Buffalo. We're not that far. If we could take our show to different theaters, they could bring their shows here, and we can widen both audience bases.
But the team said I'm fine when it comes down to that.
I'm Doris Biscup. I've been a member of the Springville Players for over 30 years, and this is my first directing experience, so I'm pretty excited about that. The Springville Players was an organization that started a long time ago, I think back in the 60s, and they were just a group that got together and did a couple shows a year, and they would perform them on the school stage, the elementary school stage in the cafetorium. So this building became available, and we just said, perfect. It's a church. It used to be the Baptist Church in Springville. But now we have to continue to do the upkeep. And because it's a historical building, we have boundaries. You know, there's only certain things we were allowed to do. So it's not going to happen overnight. But when it's done, it's just going to be beautiful. We're kind of doing our own Annie DeFranco thing here.
My name is Seth Wachinski. I'm the executive director of Springville Center for the Arts.
What's really powerful is the idea that the arts can thrive in a place like this. The arts can thrive in Springville, you know, a town more known for cows probably than anything else. And let's be honest, you know, I mean, it's out in the sticks, and it's not an art town. It doesn't have the reputation, you know, it's not like an East Aurora or something like that. And again, we're not a very affluent community. So if the arts can survive here and thrive at the same time, I think that's a model that, you know, we can look at and apply to a lot of other areas. I think what we're really successful at here is building community.